Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Bucks never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
Going back to what Drew Holiday was prior to Chris Middleton being out and not being in the starting lineup. I mean, this is the same thing. We're back to in the shadows, Drew Holiday, and it's all about Middleton and Giannis, and we're back to the same scenario we were in again the last couple of years. It's not the same aggressive, go get him, Drew Holiday, at least not from what I'm watching. You could tell me if you think I'm wrong, but for me, it looks like we're going right back to where we were before with these three guys.
I mean, he's gonna take a little bit of a step back. Like, you're not going to be the same player when you add in another 20-point-per-game scorer on the team. I'm not worried about Drew. I'm not worried about any of the big three. I'm not even going to entertain that stuff, only because it's like, I trust those guys. Like, we've seen them work together before and work well together, and they know where they stand with each other. There's no, I want to be the guy and I'm not worried about it. And I'm not expecting him to be fantastic offensively. Drew, that is. I'm not expecting him to be fantastic offensively in the playoffs, because you expect him to ramp up the defense and just focus more on the defensive end than the offensive end a little bit, and let Giannis and Chris and the shooters kind of take over the offense. So
he's good enough that should not be the case. He should not be put in a corner and told, go play defense. We're not concerned about your offense. He needs to go get him his damn points. That's what makes this team dangerous. And when you got three guys night in and night out, they're going to put up 20, 25 points every night. That's what makes a big three a big three. And he could be that. He could go still get his 20 a night if he got more aggressive within this offense, instead of, again, kind of passing it off to the other two and letting them go play their style of basketball. I'm not saying those two, like, I'm not saying Middleton should only shoot 8 shots a game or Giannis should only shoot 12 shots a game. I'm not saying that. But in place of Pat Connaughton taking his shots and some of these other guys taking their shots, Holiday should be going and hunting for his shot as well in these games, like he is when Middleton is out or Giannis is out.
He's still, even when I say he's going to let, like, they're going to take over the offense more, Drew's going to score around 20-ish a game, but it's going to be an inefficient 20. It's going to be a little bit of an ugly 20. It's not going to be the same. He's not going to shoot it as well. His three-point percentage is probably going to drop from 38, 39 to low 30s, as it always does in the playoffs. He's going to be struggle to finish a little bit more because, again, I just think it's because of him putting in more effort on the defensive end. It's just going to hurt your offense. Like, that's what's going to likely happen. And if it doesn't, okay, we're probably winning the title, because if you get a fantastic Drew,
exactly,
a good Chris and Giannis, you're winning the title. Like, yep. That's something that almost just says to me, like, if they get all three of them playing well, it's over. But even with, we kind of expect it to be a little bit more of, okay, Drew's going to focus on defense. His offense won't be as reliable. I'm not necessarily saying he should be deferring or, like, not get the ball as much, stand in the corner. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I am not expecting him to be as efficient and as good offensively, but he'll still be involved. He'll still have the ball quite a bit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!